nominal. Nominal account. Now, what is the definition of nominal account? Accounts related to all expenses and losses, incomes and gains. Account related to all expenses and losses, incomes and gains. That is called nominal account. So, rule for nominal account: expense, income, loss, profit. So, rule says that whenever there is a loss, whenever there is an expense, debit all losses and expenses. Debit all losses and expenses. And second one, credit all incomes and gains. Credit all incomes and gains. Means nominal account says that nominal account deal with expense, income, loss or profit. So when you see that there is an expense or loss, debit it. So when I was in very small, when I was going to the college, at that time, to remember this, I used to say dukh debit. Dukh debit. Dukh means what? Sadness. Dukh debit. Debit all losses. Loss is a dukh for you, right? So debit all expenses and losses. Dukh ko debit karo. Debit all expenses and losses. Credit all incomes and gains. Okay. Now, in this, I will give you one transaction. Paid rent. Paid rent. Now, this is a transaction. In this transaction, when I analyze the transaction, one account rent is affected, second account paid is not affected. What do you pay? You pay in what? What is the exchange value? What do you exchange for services? Cash. So, another account affected is cash. So, again, I will make it a point that this is my rent account and this is my cash account. Now, paid rent. Rent is which account, my dear friends? Tell me. Rent is which account? Nominal account. From the last half an hour, you are listening from me. Personal, real, nominal. Now, it should be clear to you, crystal clear to you, that rent is a nominal, sir. Anything which is paid for getting services is an expense. Anything which is paid for getting some asset is a real account. So, rent is a nominal account because you are paying for the service of a premises. Right? So, rent is an expense. What says that? Nominal account says that debit all losses. That means rent will be debited. What about the other? Cash. Sir, cash is real account. Cash is real. Real says that credit what goes out. So, rent 20 lakhs. Debit because debit all expenses. And cash 20 lakhs because credit all expenses. Credit all expenses. Sorry. Credit what goes out. Credit what goes out. Credit what goes out. Cash is a real account. So when real account is there, apply real account ka rule. When personal account is there, apply personal account ka rule. There may be any combination. Both are real, one nominal, one personal, one real, or one personal, one nominal. Any combination will come. You have to apply for any combination the rules for that particular type of account. That you have to keep in mind. So what is the rule for personal account? You know, what is the rule for personal account? Debit the receiver, credit the giver. What is the rule for real account? Debit what comes in, credit what goes out. What is the rule for nominal account? Debit all losses and expenses, credit all incomes and gains. Debit all losses and expenses, credit all incomes and gains. Credit all incomes and gains. Now one more example. If I say received interest. Received interest. Now in this received means cash. Paid means cash, received means cash. One is cash account, second one is interest account. Now cash is real account. Cash is real account and interest is nominal account. So when you analyze this transaction, you came across to two accounts. One is cash, second one is nominal. interest, nominal account. Cash is real. So apply real account ka rule. When you receive interest, what comes in? Interest is not coming in. Cash is coming in. So cash is coming in, debit what comes in? 20 lakh. Suppose this is your interest account. This is your interest account. So interest is an income. Credit all incomes and gains. That's the reason you have to credit interest. You have to credit interest. So rule for nominal account is debit all losses and expenses, credit all incomes and gains. One more example we'll go through so that it becomes very easier for you now. Right? Now rules are jotted down by you. I'm rubbing the rule, so please don't stop me and don't shout. Okay, so I'm rubbing the rule. Now, the first transaction, paid cash. Paid cash to Ramesh. Just you have to tell me which account is debited and which account is credited. First of all, this is in this transaction, cash account got affected, Ramesh account got affected. Cash is real account? Yes or no? If I am wrong, please correct me. If I am wrong, please correct me. Call me on this number. Okay, and this is personal account. Yeah, you got my number? Okay, contact me if it is wrong. Call me whenever it is wrong. Okay, cash is real account, Ramesh is personal account. Cash is real account, Ramesh is personal account. When I am talking about cash, real account says that debit what comes in, credit what goes out. When I'm talking about Ramesh, I'll apply debit the receiver, credit the giver. Right? Now, paid cash. Cash is going out. Sir, cash will be credited. Why? Because rule says that. Not me. Not you. The rule says that credit what goes out. Ramesh is a receiver. Sir, Ramesh account debit. And in accounts, it is a rule. You have to write debit account first. So, I will debit Ramesh. I will debit Ramesh account. And I will credit cash account. I will debit Ramesh account. And I will credit cash account. I think now the picture is little bit clear. Now, I will change that. Instead of paid, I will say received cash. Received cash from Ramesh. From Ramesh. Received cash from Ramesh. Now cash is real. Again the same. Ramesh is personal. They will not change. Transaction has reversed, but the account type will not change. Cash is real only. Ramesh is personal only. But this time cash is coming in. This time cash is coming in. So debit what comes in ka rule will be applied. And Ramesh is the giver. That means credit the giver, the rule will be applied. So my posting will be cash will be debited and Ramesh will be credited. So I think the rule has become simple. It is now you are familiar with the rules and regulation. So we'll be doing few sums. Yeah, we will be doing few sums after once you go through the rules. I'm giving you 2 minutes time to go through the rules. Till that time, I'll come back. Please follow the rule because I'm going to do some examples for you. Yeah. As I told you to revise the 3 golden rules of accounts, I think you have already revised that. Yes. So now we can move further. And before moving further, I just want to say that we are into the second chapter of your portion. Right? Second chapter is classification of accounts. And how to record the business transaction, that we are going to learn. In that case, I have already gave you the 3 identification of accounts, means the 3 different types of accounts. Now you are familiar with the 3 different types of accounts very well. Then also, again, for your quick reference, 3 different types of accounts are personal account, real account, nominal account. Right? Personal account, there are 3 different rules for that. So for rules for personal account is debit the receiver, credit the giver. Debit the receiver, credit the giver. Rules for real account is debit what comes in and credit what goes out. And rule for nominal account is debit all expenses and losses, credit all incomes and gains. So on the basis of these rules and classification, we are going to analyze the business transaction and then going to record with the help of rules. We are going to analyze the business transaction and identify which type of accounts got affected, and on the basis of that, we are going to apply the rules, and by applying the rules, we will record the business transaction. Now before recording, I just want to say that business transaction is first recorded in a book called journal. In the books called journal. What do you call it? Journal. There are two types of books in which you record the business transaction. One is journal and second one is ledger. One is journal and second one is ledger. Journal is the books of prime entry. I repeat, journal is a books of prime entry. Why it is called books of prime entry? You know why? Because the business transactions are recorded first in this book. So, if for a reference, in a childhood day when we were in school, at that time we used to make, you know, two types of books. One is the rough book and second one is the fair book. Now, those students who were having a very bad writing, and those who are not able to write in a good handwriting while the teacher is dictating, those people used to write all their notes in the rough book, and then after going back to the home, they used to copy that from the rough book in the fair book in order to maintain the books, because at that time we used to get marks for the book's maintenance also. Similarly, we can say that journal is a rough book and ledger is a fair book. So first you will record all the transaction in journal, and from journal you will transfer all the entries to ledger. Right? This is just, I gave an example so that the picture should be clear, what is journal and what is ledger. Right? So similarly, when we used to do in our school days, same way we have to do here also. When you are recording the business transaction, first all the transactions are recorded in journal. They are called books of prime entry, and from journal the entries are transferred to ledger. Means you have to copy in a fair book, they are transferred to ledger account. And in this ledger account, at the end of every month you have to total it, you have to tally it and transfer the balance to the next month. Keep on transferring the balance to the next month. And at the end of the year, the balances of this ledger account is taken in a trial balance. I repeat, at the end of the year, the balances of this ledger account is taken in a trial balance. Trial balance is nothing but, it is a list of balances of ledger account. It is a list of balances of ledger account. So in the trial balance, whatever transaction the company has done throughout the year, it may be on expense, it may be on personal, it may be personal account, it may be real account, it may be expense, it may be income, or assets or liabilities. Assets means property, liabilities means loan taken by the company, right? So all that categories of expenses, or all that categories of transactions are recorded throughout the year, and accordingly thousands of accounts are prepared by the accountant. That is called ledger account. And at the end of the year, the balance of each trial balance, ledger, balance of each ledger account has to be taken in the trial balance. And after the trial balance is prepared, we have to prepare a two financial statement. We prepare two financial statement in order to communicate the results to the people who are linked with the company. They are revenue statement and balance sheet. So from this explanation or from this brief picture, you can make out that our accounting transaction, our accounting process starts with first making of a document. Since I told you, as per the verifiable evidence, every transaction should be backed by a document, proper document. So when you are recording the transaction, we are not directly going to record the transaction, but before recording we have to make an appropriate document for that particular transaction. Suppose if it is an expense, we have to make a voucher. If it is an income, we have to make a receipt. If it is an adjustment which is done by the accountant or by the financial manager, financial accounting people, then we have to make a voucher called journal voucher. If there is a return of goods, we have to make debit note. If we get return from goods from the customer, we have to make credit note. So there are various documents which is bad for every transaction. So our accounting process starts with first preparation of documents, then analyzing that and recording in journal. After recording all the transaction in journal, it will get transferred to various ledger accounts. Then month by month, every month ending, that every ledger account has to be tallied and carried forward to the next month. Again, that transaction for that particular month will be recorded in that particular account. Keep on doing that same thing, journal, from journal to ledger, and keep on transferring the balance from one account to from one month to another month. And at the end of the year, we will tally the ledger account. And whatever balance you will get from various ledger accounts, there are thousands of ledger accounts will be prepared in the due course of business, in the business transaction. We can't say we are making two or three accounts, but there will be thousands, lakhs of accounts will be prepared as per the business transaction, as per the volume of operations. So on the basis of that, we will get the balances of each ledger account, and that ledger account balance will be transferred to trial balance. Right, will be transferred to trial balance. I will show that in a small example. Right, so from that trial balance, since I told you financial accounting is a process of analyzing the business record, analyzing the business transaction, record that business transaction, and then getting the results out of that. So why we are making this account? In order to get the results. So that result have to be communicated to the people who are linked with the company. So how to communicate, how to get the result? You know, to get the results means profit and the financial position, we have to make two financial statements. One is revenue statement, which is commonly known by the finance people as trading and profit and loss account. We will say the whole thing as revenue statement. Okay, that will give you the results, means that will tell you the profit which is earned by the company throughout the year. Second, we will prepare balance sheet at the end of the year on a particular day. Balance sheet is prepared in order to know that what is the position of assets of the company and what are the liabilities of the company. So with the help of trial balance, we will prepare the revenue account, revenue statement and the balance sheet. That means with the help of trial balance, we are going to prepare two financial statements. They are revenue statement and balance sheet. So our accounting process starts with making of documents, then recording the transaction in journal, then transferring the entries from journal to ledger. Right, from the ledger we get the balances, which is transferred to the trial balance. With the help of trial balance, we make an adjusted trial balance, because at the end of the year, there are lots of adjustments which the financial manager or the accounting people do regarding closing stock, outstanding expenses, prepaid expenses, depreciation. All that transaction is not occurred, but they have to show, means they have to record this particular adjustment. So for that, they will do some adjustment and they will make an adjusted trial balance. After making adjusted trial balance, from the adjusted trial balance, we prepare two financial statements. One is the revenue statement and second one is the balance sheet. So one by one, we are going to do that in the second chapter. Now we will start how to record the transaction. So I am taking few examples so as to make you clear about the concept, how the transaction of the business keeps on going and how they are recorded, and after recording what is done with the transaction which are recorded and what is the last procedure. Yeah, now just keep that in mind, what is personal account, what is real account, what is nominal account, and what are the rules that you have to keep in mind. And with me, we will solve certain examples of business transaction to be recorded, some of the examples, because we have short period of time, and in that shorter time I have to cover the whole thing. That's the reason I am taking only few examples. There are lakhs of entries which the accountant pass in the business organization. So we are taking few of them. Okay, so first we will start an entry called cash invested into business, Rupees 1 lakh. rupees 1 lakh. Now, I have explained you the entity concept. Entity concept says that whatever you invest in your business, that is a personal transaction, right? If the owner is investing something into the business, according to a common person, it is a personal transaction. He's not answerable to anyone. So he will not, according to him, he should not record that. But because of entity concept, businessman and his business are two different things. Yes, you remember that. Because few minutes back, I have explained this entity concept to you, right? So businessman and the business are two different individuals. So whenever there is a transaction between two different individuals, you have to record it. And when you are recording the business transaction, you are the accountant of the owner. Think in such a way that you are the accountant of the owner. Then only you will be able to pass the transaction entry very effectively. If you think that you are the owner, then you will not be able to pass the entry properly. Think that you are the accountant of the business. So I am the accountant of the business. I am the accountant of the business, and I am not going to pass the entry on behalf of the owner. I have to pass the entry as per business. So think from the point of your business. Here, suppose Rajesh has invested. Suppose this is the organization of Rajesh Limited. So Rajesh has invested into business. In this, I will say you that two things are affected, two accounts are affected. Cash account and second one is Rajesh, the personal, right? But you will not write only Rajesh, you will write Rajesh Capital Account. What you will write? Rajesh Capital Account. So in this transaction, when you analyze the transaction, two accounts got affected, cash account and Rajesh Capital Account. Cash account and Rajesh Capital Account. Now, cash is which account? Real account. And Rajesh is which account? Personal account. I repeat, when you are analyzing this particular transaction, cash invested in business. So, for business, cash is coming in. For business, cash is coming in, and who is the giver? Rajesh. Now, these two accounts got affected. So, this is all my non-commerce people, please pay attention, because this is your first entry to learn how to record, because commerce people know this very well, right? So please, my non-commerce friend, yes, I am talking to you. Yeah, you, yeah, everyone, I am talking to you. Please pay attention, because this is the first entry, how to analyze, how to bifurcate, and how to apply the rules that I am going to make you understand. So please be careful, listen to me very carefully, and then see, and then afterwards, if you listen to me properly for the first three or four entries, then afterwards the entry will become very easy for you. It is my promise, it is my challenge that you will be doing it very effectively if you understand the first four entries effectively. Okay, so it is a request, please pay attention, please off your TV and radio and tell your child or daughter to go out so that you can listen to me effectively. Yes. Don't feel angry on me, because since I told you to send your daughter and son outside of your room, why? Because you want to listen this effectively. Once you are effectively grasp this concept, then you can talk to your daughter or son. Okay, my friends. Yes. So now, shall we start? Okay. Now, my friend, see, in this transaction, since I told you I am the accountant of the company, not Rajesh. Though I am writing the account of Rajesh's company. But I will be thinking from the company's point of view. Okay, so for company, cash is coming in and Rajesh is giving the money. So for me, for the company's point of view, two accounts got affected, cash account and Rajesh account. Since cash is a property, it is a real account and Rajesh is a personal account. Now real account says that debit what comes in, credit what goes out. Yeah. So from the company's point of view, cash is coming in or going out? Tell me, you only tell me. Yeah, I can hear you, just tell me. Cash is coming in or going out? Yes, it is coming in. Very good. Don't think from Rajesh's point of view. I told you, you are not the accountant of Rajesh. You are the accountant of business. Right? So for business point of view, cash is coming in. So when you write the entry, your entry will be cash account debit. Cash account debit. cash account, debit to. Now Rajesh is a personal account. Personal account says that debit the receiver, credit the giver. From the company's point of view, Rajesh is personal account. Yes, you agree with me? Now you think Rajesh is giver or receiver? He's a giver or receiver? He's a giver. So credit the giver. Credit the giver. So when you have to credit, just write to. When you have to credit, you have to just write to. To means credit. To Rajesh capital account. Amount will be 1 lakh year and 1 lakh year. Now, I have not explained you one concept in the concept chapter, in the first chapter. That was dual aspect concept. Now, what is dual aspect concept? I told you at that time, at that point of time of explanation of my chapter, that I will explain you when I am going to the second chapter. Now, this is a time to explain that concept effectively. Now, as per dual aspect concept, you know Newton's third law. Newton's third law says that for every action, there is equal and opposite reaction. For every action, there is equal and opposite reaction. Similarly, in accounts also, for every debit effect, there is equal and opposite credit effect. So it is similar to Newton's third law. So accounting dual aspect concept says that every transaction will have dual aspect. Dual aspect means two effects. One will be debited, other will be credited. But if debit is 1 lakh, there will be equal and opposite credit also 1 lakh. It is not possible that you have to record debit 1 lakh and credit 80,000. Not possible. It should be the same. That's the reason it is called dual aspect. That means in every business transaction, minimum two accounts will get affected. There will be four accounts, five accounts also in any transaction. There may be 3 to 4 accounts affected. But how many times accounts are repeated means accounts are affected. So there may be 4 accounts are affected or 3 accounts are affected in a transaction. But the total of debit should be equal to total of credit. That you have to keep in mind. So that is a dual aspect concept. Okay. So see, debit 1 lakh, credit 1 lakh. So I think the transaction is clear now. Clear? So cash is debited because business is getting cash and Rajesh is a giver. Credit the giver. Okay, so we I will give you two another example just for the reference purpose. I just started with this entry. Now I will show how your journal looks. How the journal looks, right? So see, journal look like this. It has. Here you have to write date. Here you have to write date. Here you have to write particulars. Here you have to write debit. And here you have to write credit. This is your journal. This is a pro forma of journal. In this you have to pass the entry. Nowadays, previously, 20 years or 30 years back, we used to pass it manually. But now, because of computerization, accounting, what happened, you know, there is a package software called Tally package, because of which this is already made, man-made. You have to just pass the entry. That's all. Okay. Now, my first transaction is cash paid to Rahul. Achha, I am writing in between journal, but this is not written in journal. I have to just write the entry, but I am giving you questions there only. So as to, because I will not write questions side on the sideways and answer here. I will keep write the question as well as transaction as well as the answer down. Okay, so don't get confused. You are not supposed to write this in the original entry when you are passing the entry as in a tally package. You have to just pass the entry which I am going to show right now. Now in this. Paid cash to Rahul, rupees 40,000. This is my question. Now when you analyze this, which two account got affected? One is cash and one is Rahul. When you analyze this, which account got affected? Cash and Rahul. Cash is which account? Yeah, I am not getting the answer. Yeah, telepathy is there. Directly you just give me the answer. Yeah, my friend gave me the answer. Thank you, sir. Thank you very much. Yeah, ma'am, you also gave me the answer. Yeah. Yes. Cash is real account. Very good, ma'am. That's great. It is real account. And Rahul, Rahul is personal account. So think from the company's point of view, cash and Rahul. From the company's point of view, cash paid to Rahul. So here, cash is real account. Real account rule says that debit what comes in, credit what goes out. From my business point of view, cash is going out. Right or wrong? Yes, ma'am. Right? From my business point of view, cash is going out because my business has paid cash to Rahul. Right? And from my business point of view, Rahul is receiver. Rahul is receiver. So you said that personal account and real account. For this real account, you apply real account ka rule. And for this personal account, you apply personal account ka rule. So personal account says that debit the receiver. And in accounts, you have to write debit first and credit afterwards. It is a rule. You have to write record debit first. Okay? So Rahul is the receiver. So I will write the entry like this. It will look like this. Rahul's account debit. Rahul's account debit. Two, because cash goes out to cash account, 40,000. Rahul's account debit to cash account, 40,000. After every entry, we have to give a brief explanation that for what transaction you have passed this entry. That is called narration. It always starts with the word being cash paid to Rahul. So the question is what? Being cash paid to Rahul. So we will write the narration. Being cash paid to Rahul, and this is the voucher number. We have to say the document is there, prepared, right? So that document number you have to tell them in the explanation. You got my point? So this is my second entry. Now go to the next part. Next part is cash received from Salman. I know. Yes, ma'am, I know that Salman is your favorite actor. So that's the reason I gave you deliberately this example. Yes, ma'am. Now, since Salman is your favorite actor, now you help me in writing this transaction. Yes or no? Tell me. You will help me? Definitely. Since because I don't know this entry. Now, I want the help from your side. Now, in this transaction, which two accounts got affected? Yes, ma'am. Yeah, very good. That's great. Sir, cash account and Salman account. Cash account and Salman account. Cash is real account and Salman is personal account. Now, in this transaction also, two accounts got affected. One will be debited, other will be credited. Understood? It is a rule because dual concept is used in every transaction. So, cash is real account. Now, we'll take this account first. Cash is real account. From the company's point of view, cash is coming in or going out? Tell me. Yes, ma'am. Cash is coming in or going out? It is coming in. Very good. If this is coming in, to cash debit what comes in? So debit will be cash. What will be credited? Salman. Why Salman is credited? Because he is the giver. Because he is the giver. So what will be the entry? Cash account debit. Cash account debit to Salman's account. Yes, ma'am. You are right. Absolutely. Thank you for helping me because I was not knowing this entry properly. Because I have not yet revised. I gave you the time to revise, but I didn't revise. Thank you for helping me. Okay, and you have to write a narration that being cash received from Salman, the receipt number is this. You have to give the mention the voucher number or receipt number, whatever document you have prepared for this transaction. You got my point? Yeah. So how the journal looks? See, debit. Correct. This is how the journal looks. We are going to practice more entries, but I will not make this ledger because it is not possible for me to keep on making the journal again and again. So I will just write the transaction in without making this journal table, means debit credit. I will write the entry. Is it okay for you? Yes, with your due permission. Can I do that? Thank you very much. Okay, so we'll move further. So till that time, please revise again and again in your mind, in your back mind, you should revise the rules of every account. You should revise the rules of every account.